Good morning.
早上好。
Yeah, so, as you know, last Sunday my uncle had a stroke, and this Friday afternoon he departed this world and be with the Lord.
大家可能已经知道，上个星期天我的叔叔中风了，这个星期五他就去世了，现在他跟神同在。
Although we're very sad, but the thing that we're grateful is that he accepted Christ and got baptized about 2 years ago.
尽管我们很悲伤，但是也很高兴，因为两年前呢，他接受了耶稣做他的救主。
And because having a difficult week, I was trying to ask you know, someone else to substitute me for the sermon.
因为这是一个困难的星期，所以我想叫其他人来替我讲道。
But I couldn't find anyone, so I guess it is God's will that I should speak about marriage today.
但是没有人能够替我，所以我觉得这是上帝的旨意，要我今天站在这讲道。
And I hope that this message will be a blessing to all the wives and husbands here today.
我希望今天的道讲的道呢，对所有的先生和太太们都是一个祝福。
Okay, let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
天上的父。
I want to thank you that even though it has been a difficult week, you have given me this opportunity to speak in today's sermon.
我要感谢你。今天尽管这个星期我的日子很不顺利，但是感谢你给我机会在今天讲道。
Let this message be a blessing to all of us.
但愿今天的道对所有的人都是一个祝福。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Now, most of the time, in today's sermon, I'll be speaking from the husband's perspective.
今天的讲到大多时间呢，我要从丈夫的角度来看这个问题。
Now, you know, there's a Chinese saying that, you know, wives are like clothing. You can change them when they get old. Like, you know, that's old saying.
中国人也就说法，太太们就像衣服一样，穿旧了，你就可以换新的。
But the Bible is very different. The Bible said that,Our wives is our flesh.
但是呢，圣经所讲的却不同。圣经上所说，太太们是我们肉中的肉。
So clothing is a lie, but the flesh is the truth.
所以中国人说是衣服，妻子是衣服，这是一句谎话。圣经上说，妻子是我们肉中的肉，才是真理。
Now, in Genesis chapter 2, we just read that, the Bible said that when a man marries a woman, the two became one flesh.
所以在创世纪第二章里面说，当一个男人和一个女人结合的时候，二人就成为一体了。
Like in the old days, you know, women are always expected to be like servants to the husband.
在以前的社会里面呢，妇女总是变为丈夫的仆人佣人。
But when God added a new, sort of like a new a rule that is husband must love your wife, and that turns the servant relationship into a partnership relationship.
但是在经上面，上帝造了一个女人给男人，就把他们的关系也合法化了，做了一个制度，就是说他们变成一个伙伴。
Now this concept of one flesh seems like a mystery, but actually it's a reality.
So 两位就变成一体了。听上去是一个神话，两位变成一体，但实际上是一个事实。
Now God created Eve from Adam's rib.
上帝在造夏娃的时候呢，是从亚当的肋骨里面造出来的。
And Adam said that because she is the bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, so she will be called woman.
所以亚当称夏娃说：“是我肉中的肉，骨中的骨，因为是从我出来的，所以便称为女人。”
You know, I knew an old man living in Cortland. He was at least like 80 or 90 years old.
我认识一个年纪大的男子汉，他住在 Cortland.
And I talked to him and I learned that, you know, his wife passed away for several years already.
他已经将近80几岁了，所以我经常跟他聊天，他的太太已经去世了。
But every day, he would walk to the graveyard to be with his wife.
去世已经好几年了，但是每一天呢，他都会到墓地去看他的太太。
Yeah, it is painful to lose a part of yourself.
当你身上肢体失去一部分的时候，这是很痛苦的。
For a woman, it's made from a man's side.
因为女人是从男人肋骨当造出来的。
You know, I think that's the reason why women are more sensitive than men in many areas.
正因为如此， 所以在有些方面呢，女人比男人更敏感。
Like for example, like you notice that when you want to tickle a person, you always tickle her to the side, but when you tickle the head, the person will not laugh.
所以比如说你要是tickle. 你要是人当中要弄出一部分的话，一般边上要是取掉一个头的话，就不能生存了，是吧？
And because women are
is it true? You take the head is.
Yeah, you take the head. I don't think you they would laugh. Okay, but you understand what I'm saying, right? Okay. So because women are more sensitive, they can sense things that we are not aware of.
所以呢，因为女人比我们男人更敏感，所以我们有些事情还不知道，女人已经知道了。
So when a man marries a woman, he becomes a more complete person.
所以当一个男人和女人结合的时候呢，男人就变更完全了。
And when a man marries a woman, he becomes a more complete person because he has found his missing part.
所以当男人和女人结合的时候呢，他为什么更完全呢？因为他失去的那一部分又找回来了。
But when a man divorces his wife, he has lost a part of himself.
当男人和女人离婚的时候呢，他又失去了他的一部分。
You know, psychologists rank what events in our lives cause the most pain and stress, and they found that number one is when your spouse dies.
心理学家他们做了一个统计，就说人最痛苦的时候是什么东西？就发现，就是人最痛苦的时候，他失去了他的太太。
And guess what's number two?
第二点是最痛苦的是什么呢
？Divorce，
就是离婚。
God said, "I hate divorce."
上帝说，我憎恶离婚。
God hates divorce because He loves His people.
上帝憎恶离婚，因为他爱人们。
That's why in the Bible, God said that what God has put together, let no man separate.
所以圣经说，神放在一起的人不应该把它分开。
But ironically, if you look at today's marriage, about half the marriage end up in divorce.
很讥讽的是呢，要是看今天的离婚率，一般有50%的结婚的人都离婚了。
And for those people who remarry, do you think they have learned a lesson?
所以当他们再婚的时候，你想他们会得到一点经验吗？
Ironically, the divorce rate for the second marriage is actually even higher, 2/3.
然而呢，他没有吸取教训，因为再婚的人们当中呢，有2/3的人又离婚了。
In my school, about half the professors are divorced.
在我的学校里面呢，大概有1/2的教授都离婚了。
So one thing I learned is that education does not make you a better husband or wife.
我所理解的是，教育跟离婚不成正比。
Yeah, we need God.
所以我们需要神。
In Proverbs chapter 5,there's a verse that says, May your fountain be blessed. May you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be captivated by her love.
在箴言第五章里面有句话，他说，要使你的全员满福，要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻，她如可爱的鹿，可喜的母鹿。愿他的胸怀使你时时知足，他的爱情使你常常恋慕。
Many divorces today are caused by the husband addicted to pornography.
今天有许多离婚都是导致，有什么导致呢？有先生热衷于色情。
Because that would be the same as adultery in a spiritual way.
所以在灵性上来说呢，这就是犯奸淫。
You know, many people think that once a man is married, then the pornography addiction would be solved, but that's not true.
很多人认为当一个男人结婚以后呢，色情上瘾就会不成问题了。
That's why it's important for all men, married men as well as unmarried men, to put the full armor of God.
So, 但这不是事实。哪怕结婚以后，这还是一个问题。所以我们应该引起警戒，我们应该穿上上帝的结婚军装。
The devil is working very hard to attack your marriage because husbands, you are the leader of a Christian family.
正因为先生是基督教家庭的头，所以魔鬼呢对你们的结婚的家庭呢进攻得很厉害。
That is why even many Christian families are facing struggles.
所以正因为如此，很多基督教家庭也在挣扎。
And the problems we have in the marriage is natural because we are two sinners living together.
我们婚姻当中有问题，这是很正常的，因为我们两个人，两个罪人生活在一起。
We know each other so well that we know each other's weakness.
我们因为互相彼此了解，我们都知道对方的弱点。
And sometimes when a conflict occurs, we'll point out those weaknesses.
当我们引起冲突的时候呢，大家都互相指着对方的弱点。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, it says that do not let any unwholesome word come off your mouth.
在以弗所书四章二十九节里面说到，误会的言语一句不可出口。
See, one sinful word can cause great harm and hurt to our spouse.
哪怕是一句误会的言语，就会在给对方带来很大的灾害。
We have to ask our spouse and God to forgive us.
我们应该要恳求我们的配偶，恳求上帝原谅我们。
You know, divorce is caused by sin.
离婚是由罪引起的。
Sin of one person, but most likely sin of both persons.
有时候呢是有一方的罪，但是很多时间是由双方的罪引起的。
In James chapter 5 verse 16, it says that.We have to confess our sins to each other so that we can pray for each other and be healed.
在雅各书五章十六节里面说到，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
So if we realize that we have sins, it is good for us to confess our sins to a brother or to a sister that we can trust.
当我们意识到自己犯罪了，我们对弟兄或者姐妹认罪，这是对的。
So that our marriage can be healed.
所以我们的婚姻呢就能得救。
You know, love was so easy when we dated.
当我们谈恋爱的时候呢，很容易产生爱情。
But like just few weeks after Sarah and I got married, you know, we started our first argument.
但是呢，和莎拉和我结婚不到几个星期，我们就开始争吵了。
Or because my parents-in-law expected us to give them financial support.
因为我的岳父岳母希望我们在经济上能够资助他们。
And then at that time, I don't want Sarah to visit her parents anymore.
所以那个时候我就很坚决，不让莎拉去探访她的父母。
I even discouraged her from calling her parents.
我甚至不让她打给她父母打电话。
And then later we argue over our children.
那以后呢，我们又为了孩子进行争吵。
Yeah, so the things just keep on all go on and on.
事情这样无休止的不断的继续下去。
And Sarah stay home all day long, taking care of our children.
莎拉呢，整天都在家里照顾孩子。
And came home, you know, tired and not want to do anything.
说每一次我回家都是很累，不想做什么事。
But she always come up to me and ask me, hey, what happened during the day?
她莎拉总是到我这地方来问今天过得怎么样。
And I would just say, well, nothing important happened.
我只是对他说，我说今天没什么大事情。
You know, by God's grace, you know, we have grown over the years.
也靠着神的恩典，好多年来我们逐渐的成长了。
And we still have a lot to grow.
但是我们还要不停的成长。
You know, since marriage is created by God, only God can make rule regarding marriages.
因为婚姻是由上帝所造的，所以这个上帝才能在婚姻上制定规则。
In Ephesians chapter 5,
以弗所书第五章
we read about you know, wives love your submit to your husband and husband love your wives.
我们读到妻子要顺服丈夫，丈夫要爱妻子。
So if you combine these two commands, which is submission and love, God is basically saying to the husband that you should lead your wife with a loving heart, not with an iron fist.
我们如果把这两条戒律合在一起的话，就是妻子要爱太太，太太要顺从丈夫，那么就我们就很容易发现神要丈夫带着爱心来带领这个家庭。
You see, submission by the wife would bring peace to the family.
要是太太顺服丈夫的话，就会给这个家庭带来平安。
In a ship, there can only be one captain.
在一个船上呢，只能有一个船长。
If there are two captains, conflicts willEventually occur.
船长如果有两个船长的话，就会引起冲突。
You ever seen television the two goats they fight each other by bumping their heads?
或许我们在电视上可以看到两个羊在顶头。
Yeah, so two heads will clash.
所以有两个头的话呢，就会冲突。
That's why submission is necessary to bring peace to the family.
所以说呢，家里要有平安的话，就要顺服。
Love by the husband brings security.
先生的爱会给家庭带来平安，安定。
Security means no fear.
安静的话呢，就是没有恐惧。
You see, we can give a lot, you know, a lot of parents want to give, you know, security to our children.
我们常常为孩子会带来安全感。
Right, we want to buy them toys, we want to buy them what they want, what they need, give them a good education, because we want to give them security.
我们要有给孩子安全感的，给他们买玩具啦，给他们买他们希望东西，而且给他们更好的教育。
But the best security we can give to our children is a strong marriage.
我们能够最好的让孩子感到安全的话呢，就是我们夫妻最好的婚姻。
So when we love our wife, we cast out the fear by our children.
如果我们爱妻子的话呢，孩子就有安全感，就不会感到恐惧。
That's why the Bible said, "Love casts out fear."
所以圣经说，有了爱就没有恐惧。
Good marriage is a good testimony to our children.
一个好的婚姻对孩子就是一个好的见证。
When they see the world around them, all these marriages are broken.
当孩子们在这个世界上看到很多家庭都破裂之碎。
But their parents stay married and peaceful together. They would admire the God that they believe.
当他们看到他们自己的父母，而且这个婚姻很幸福。而且永远在一起，他们就会敬仰这个神。
Jesus said that we are to be the salt and light of the world.
所以耶稣基督他说，我们是整个世界的心灵的光。
Our marriage can be a salt and light to this world as well.
所以我们的婚姻对这个世界可以说是盐和光。
You know, God has given us the secret recipe to a tasty marriage, which is love and submission.
所以上帝呢给我一个菜单，这个菜单能够我们做出很好很美的婚姻，那就是爱和顺服。
If any one of these two ingredients, love and submission, is missing, then our marriage will be sour or even bitter.
如果这两种调料缺少一种的话，就是爱或者是顺服，那我们做出来的那个菜呢就会又酸又苦。
But if both ingredients are present, then our marriage would be tasty. It would be a salt and light to this grand world.
如果这两个调料都在一起的话呢，我们做的那个菜就非常可口。对这个世界来说，就是一个盐和光。
Should we love our wives if our wives are not submissive?
我们问一下，如果我们的太太不顺服的话，我们是不是还爱我们的太太？
Well, perhaps I can ask you another question.
或许我另外就问一个问题。
Does God love us when we are not always obedient?
如果我们不顺服上帝的话，上帝是不是还爱我们？
You see, a very common marriage vow goes something like this, that husband should cherish our wives in good time, in bad time, in good health and in sickness, and for better and for worse.
在我们结婚的时候呢，一个先生总是他发誓三盟海誓。他说我永远爱太太，不管是好逆境顺境健康还是生病不管如何，我就永远是三盟海誓爱太太。
Such love is not natural. It can only be come from God.
这样的三盟海誓和爱不是很自然的爱，自然的爱只有从神才能来。
That's why we need to come before God and ask God to help us to love our wives.For who they are, rather than for what they do.
所以呢，我们应该祈求上帝，让上帝帮助我们来爱我们的太太，不是爱我们太太看他们做得好不好，而是太太是怎样的人，我们就怎样爱她。
The truth is that since husband and wife are one flesh, so when we love our wife, we love ourselves.
事实上是呢，先生和太太是一体，所以如果我们爱太太的话呢，也就是爱自己。
So the truth makes us realize it.But it does not enable us to do it.
所以这个真理是我们看到这一条，但是我们要行出来又是另外一回事。
Because both love and submission are not natural to human beings.
因为爱和顺服对人来说呢，不是天生就有的。
They are supernatural. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to help us.
这是超自然的特性，所以我们需要圣灵来带领我们。
So we need to ask Holy Spirit help us to be a more loving husband.
所以我们要求圣灵来带领我们成为一个好的丈夫。
You know, the more things change, you had a saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same.
有一种说法就是说，变化越多，事实上根本没在变。
Even though the culture has changed so many, you know, during these thousands of years, but the human heart has not changed.
数千年来，文化变化了很多，但是人心始终没变。
Family will always be important in the hearts of all people.
在我们很多人的心里，家庭总是占首位。
You know, in 2003, China has a New Year show.
在2003年，中国有一个春节联欢会。
And the most popular show was one about family. You remember?
最常见的、最受人欢迎的那个节目就是说家庭节目。
And in my class, sometimes I tell my students about, you know, different things. But I notice one thing is that when I tell them stories about my family, that's the story that they want to hear the most.
在我和同学当中交流的时候呢，我经常给他们讲很多很多事情，但是我一有一点很清楚，他们最喜欢听的就是有关我自己家庭里的事情。
Yeah, it is God who put family and marriage into people's heart.
上帝把家庭和婚姻放到人的心里。
The world look at marriage as a contract.
这个世界，人世间把这个婚姻看成是一个合约。
It's like this. If you do this, I'll do that. If you don't do it, then I won't do that.
就像这么回事。如果你做这个，那我做那个；如果你不做那个，我也不做那。
So if you submit, I will love. If you don't submit, I will not love.
如果你顺从的话呢，我会爱你；如果你不顺从的话呢，也无从谈起爱。
But the truth is, marriage is not a contract. It is a covenant.
事实上呢，婚姻不是一个约，不是一个简单的约，而是一个盟誓。
The difference is that the witness in the contract is just people, but the witness of the covenant is God.
你在商业上合约的话呢，见证人是人，但是婚姻那个盟约的话呢，见证人是神。
So I love my wife not because my wife is perfect, but God is perfect.
我爱我的太太，并不是我太太是很完美，因为是神非常完美。
Now there's one way for the wife to respect their husband.
太太要尊敬先生有一个方法。
And that is never complain about your husband in front of other people.
那就是说，做太太的绝对不要在其他人面前抱怨你先生不好。
Especially in front of your children.
尤其在你孩子面前。绝对不要说你先生不好。
See, men really need encouragement from our wives.
先生需要太太鼓励他们。
Yeah, one good word for my wife Sarah, I'll be as strong as an ox.
我太太傻了，要是说我一句好话的话呢，我就像一个牛一样健壮。
Behind every successful man, there is a supportive wife.
每一个成功的男人背后有一个支持他的女人。
In Genesis chapter 3, God said to Eve, "Your desire will be for your husband."
所以Genesis chapter 3:16. Okay, 3:16. Okay. 所以在创世纪第三章十六节说，你的眼睛要看着你的丈夫。
Which means that a woman will naturally long for her husband's love and attention.
所以这就是说呢，一个女人呢，她很自然的要希望男人会看顾她，给她投以目光。
So husbands should be considerate when our wives come to us and ask, "Hey, what happened today?" and she want to talk to us. That's because their desire is with us.
所以呢，要是太太到先生这里来说，要跟先生交流、谈谈话的话呢，他们就有希望想有心要跟先生谈谈话、交流一下。
And a good way for the husband to fulfill his wife's desire is to pray with his wife.
所以一个先生呢要满足太太的期望呢，就是跟他一起祷告。
Our wives are the best partner for praying for our families because they notice many things in the family that we do not.
跟太太一起祷告是一个很好的事情，因为我们一起祷告为家庭祷告，家里很多事情呢，先生往往不知道，太太知道。
According to a magazine, couples who pray together and read the Bible together, their divorce is less than 1%.
根据这个婚姻的杂志记载，如果一个家庭他的夫妻经常祷告，为家庭在家庭里面一起读圣经的话呢，离婚率少于1%。
Oftentimes, our wives are the only honest person who tell us the truth.
经常我们的太太呢是唯一的对我们很忠实的人，能够指出我们身上的不够地方。
I call Sarah my soulmate because she can always tell me what I'm up to even before I say or do anything.
我把莎拉我的妻子称作为是心灵的伙伴，因为经常呢我还没做什么事或者说什么事，她就知道我要说什么做什么。
I cannot keep any secret from her because she knows my mind.
对她来说，我没有秘密，因为她已经看到我脑袋里是想的什么。
Knowing that our wives is one flesh with us help us greatly in our marriage.
如果我们意识到我们的太太是我们身上的肉中的肉骨中的骨呢，对我们的婚姻是有很大的好处。
Being one flesh means that it is impossible to help myself by hurting my wife.
如果他是我们肉中的肉的话呢，那我就是一体，那我就不可能去刺伤我们的太太。
If I hurt her, I'm hurting myself.
如果我刺伤了我的太太，也就刺伤了我自己。
And if you remember that we're one flesh, it is so much easier to love and so much easier to forgive.
如果我们记得我们是两位是一体的话呢，我们就很容易就互相恋爱或者互相原谅。
And forgiveness oftentimes may be the only solution to the problem.
很多时候有问题的话呢，我们原谅是唯一的途径。
Now I'm going to switch topic to sex.
下面我们准备讲另外一个题目，讲是性的问题。
Sex is not a dirty word.
性不是一个脏的词。
It becomes dirty only when this occurs between people who are not husband and wives.
当不是夫妻之间谈性的话呢，这是一个脏的话。
That's why whenever a man commits adultery.He would try to cover up because it's shameful.
所以当男人有了奸淫的话呢，他要千方百计想把它盖住，因为他感到很羞耻。
In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible said, the two becomes one flesh, and the husband and wife were both naked, and they were not ashamed.
在创世第二章说，男人和女人成为了一对夫妻，成为一体，所以他们都是裸体，但是没有感到羞耻。
There is no shame between them.And there's no need to cover up.
因为在他们当中没有羞耻而言，所以没有必要去把它掩盖起来。
Sex is beautiful, for it is created by God for husband and wives.
性交是由上帝造成，为上夫妻所造的，所以这是一个很美的。
Sex is the only thing that you cannot do with anyone else other than with your spouse.
所以同房来说呢，你只能跟你的对配偶。才行，不能和其他人。
That's why sex is so special.
所以呢，性是非常特殊的。
And because husband and wife are one flesh, our body do not belong to ourselves.
因为夫妻是一体，所以我们的身体并不是单单属于你自己。
So therefore, even during times of argument, we should never withhold sex from ourselves.
甚至在争吵的时候呢。我们自己也不要忘记，我们可以同房。
Maybe the sex will heal the argument.
有时候同房可能有助于帮助解决我们的争端。
You know, husbands are often tired by the many responsibilities at work.
所以工作上呢，先生们有很多责任，很多事情要做，所以他们感到很累。
And therefore, it is important for the husband to take care of his body and conserve energy for sex with his wife.
所以呢，先生应该留取点精力，能够和太太同房。
I know a couple who have sex regularly with each other, even though they have retired after, you know, retired after many years.
我知道有一对夫妻，尽管退休以后好多年了，但是他们还经常定期的同房。
and their relationship was very, very good.
他们关系非常好。
You know, God honors marriage.
上帝很敬重婚姻。
You can tell because the first miracle that Jesus did was at a wedding.
我们知道有一个故事，就是说上帝耶稣基督行的第一个神迹是在婚礼上面行的神迹。
See, soon after our wedding with my wife in New York City, we rushed back to Ithaca to prepare the beginning of the semester.
我和小拉太太，我的太太刚刚一结婚，在纽约结婚以后呢，我就马上就赶到以实家这个城来准备我的备课。
Now the mattress in the apartment was removed to make way for a new organic mattress that I ordered.
所以家里的那个床垫，我把它弄出去了。当时我就订了一个是。有机床垫
So let me explain a little bit about organic mattress.
那我要讲一讲这个是有机床垫怎么回事。
Besides our wives, I think we spend more time with the mattress than most of the things because we sleep 8 hours a day.
除了我们其他时间，我们有很多时间就是在有机床垫上。
And regular mattress are treated with fire retardant, like chemical, yes.
有化学那个，一般的那个床垫呢，经过什么化学处理？
So it can go through your skin, or you can breathe the film.
所以有时候那个气体可以进到你吸到把气体吸进去，或者侵入你的身体。
Yeah, that's why we sleep on a bed mattress.
所以我们睡在那个有机床垫上面。
Okay. So the first night, when we are in the apartment, I was planning to sleep with my wife on the floor.
So we in the 公寓里面第一夜，我们结婚的第一夜呢，我因为没有床垫嘛，没有有机床垫，我就想跟我太太睡在地板上。
Yeah, I was very unthoughtful.
所以我是对她很不尊，很不忠诚。
But even though I was unthoughtful, but God was gracious.
尽管我没有想要考虑到这些，考虑不周到，但是上帝对我们很恩赐。
The truck that delivered the organic mattress arrived just a few hours after we get to Ithaca.
就是我们回到伊斯克，那个还没到伊斯克，那我们的床垫已经到了。
So we had the pleasure of sleeping on our brand new organic mattress the first night in Ithaca.
所以我们一回到伊斯克，伊斯加的第一夜。我们就很荣幸的能够睡在那个有机床垫。
Now because we had to rush back to Ithaca, we did not have a honeymoon.
因为我们要赶回来要工作，准备我们的备课的工作，所以没有蜜月，没有度蜜月。
About 3 years ago, we finally went to Hawaii.
三年之前，我们终于飞到了夏威夷。
Now that was a belated honeymoon, belated by 18 years.
这是一个晚到18年的蜜月。
Hawaii is truly a beautiful island. The water is crystal clear and the sands are white.
So, 夏威夷却是一个非常美丽漂亮的岛屿，水呢，清澈见底，沙子又发很白。
Both of us, put on our swimming trunk and then we walk to the beach.
我们两位都穿着游泳衣朝沙滩走去。
And we both walk into the water.
我们慢慢地走到水里面。
I do not remember all the details, but...
详细细节我记不清了。
But this is what I think happened.
但是我想是发生了这些事情。
I saw a wave coming at us.
我见到那个波浪从我们打过来。
The first wave hit us, and we almost got knocked down.
第一声波浪向我们冲击过来，我们几乎要跌倒了。
Then I heard Sarah start laughing.
我听见莎拉开始笑了。
I was amused by her laughing because it was just a wave. So what's so funny about a wave?
我感到不可理解，因为这不过是一个浪头打过来，你有什么笑？这有什么可笑的？
But while she was still laughing, a second wave came.
And
And when the second wave hit us, I started laughing too.
当第二次波浪闪过时，我也开始笑了。
It was not an ordinary or funny laughter.
这不是一般的笑。
It was truly a fun, joyful laughter.
这是真正的欢欣的笑。
We laughed together without stopping.
啊，我们同时都笑了。
Like two immature teenagers.
就像两个还没成熟的孩子一样。
I'm not sure if that was the Holy Spirit laughter.
啊，我吃不准这是不是真正的圣灵的微笑。
But I knew I had not laughed like that ever since I was a kid.
但是我深深的明白，当孩子那个时候起呢，我就从来没有这样的笑过。
So through the experience of the waves and the organic mattress, I have learned that God really cares about marriage.
So 在我身上，从那个有机床垫到那个波浪，夏威夷的波浪，我知道神在看顾我们。神的恩典。
So we need to invest our money in things that give us the highest return.
我们常常会把我们的钱投资在回率最高的东西上面。
But oftentimes we invest in things that give us the least return.
经常事实上是呢，我们投资下去回收呢很少。
Like for example, the stocks I bought, a lot of them are now almost worthless.
举例说，我们把钱投在股票上，现在几乎是一无所收。
But in the same way, we should invest our time in things that give us the highest return.
同样，我们的时间也应该投在我们有回收率最高的东西上。
Now Jesus said that the first commandment is to love God.
耶稣说最高的纪律是爱神。
And the second commandment is to love our neighbor.
其次是爱人。
So therefore, we should spend our time.Pray to God and read the word.
因此我们要把时间花在向神祷告，而且读经。
And the second thing you should do is to love our neighbor.
第二件事就是我们要爱我们的邻居。
But who is our neighbor?
谁又是我们的邻居呢？
You don't have to go very far.
你不必到外面去找。
It's the one who sleeps with you at night.
这就是晚上和你睡在一起。
We should love our wives by praying regularly with them.
我们爱妻子就要和他们定期的祷告。
Talk more with them.
Talk
more with them.
和他们经常交通。
You know, nowadays, before I get up, I would spend 2 seconds kissing my wife.
近期来，在我起床之前，我会花2秒钟来亲吻一下我的太太。
It only takes 2 seconds.
只要两秒钟就行了。
But you know something? It would spare us 2 hours of fighting.
你知道吗？两秒钟就节省我们2个小时的争吵。
Or even 2 years of trouble.
甚至2年的麻烦。
Sometimes I don't want to wake her up.
有时候呢，我不想吵醒她。
But she said it's okay. Even if I'm asleep, you still kiss me.
但是我太太说呢，没关系。哪怕我在睡觉，你也给我亲吻一下。
I didn't realize I kissed me so much to her.
我从来没想到，我对她的亲吻对她来说是至关的重要。
See, happiness flows between husband and wives.
所以这是在妻子当中应该发生的事情。
When we love our wives are happy, which in turn causes us to be happy.
如果我爱我们的妻子，那我们妻子就会很高兴。很幸福，他们的幸福也会给我们带来幸福。
If we give our wife just 1 ounce of love, we'll get back pounds of happiness.
如果给我们太太，我们给太太一盎司的爱，那我们就会得到的回报是一磅的对我们的爱。
It is an investment.
一磅。
It is an investment that returns more than 100 times.
所以我们这样的投资所得的利润是100倍。
You know, in 2 Samuel, do you remember when David took another man's wife? Nathan rebuked him, and he compared him to a man who took a lamb from another man.
我们可能记得在撒母耳记里面讲到那个大卫王把别人的妻子拿过来了，所以那个约拿单 他是斥责那个大卫王，他就把妻子比作是个羊。
So Nathan,
那个男人把其他人的羊拿了过来。
So Nathan used a lamb to symbolize the wife.
所以拿单用羊来比喻妻子。
But interestingly, in John chapter 21, do you remember after Peter denied Jesus three times?
在那个约翰福音二十一章，我们记得就是说，当彼得在三次不认主的时候
，Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
耶稣对彼得问彼得说，你爱我吗
？And Peter says, "Yes, I love you."
彼得说，是的，主啊，我爱你。
Then Jesus said, "Feed my lamb."
耶稣就对彼得说，你牧养我的羊。
So I ask you, husbands today.
主要在座的各位先生们。
Perhaps Jesus is asking you today.
或许是耶稣。对我们所有做丈夫的人说
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
Then feed my lamb
牧养我的羊
Feed your wife with love
用爱来牧养你们的太太
Can I pray for all the husbands? If you're a husband, can I ask you to stand up? So I just pray for all of us
各位做丈夫的请起立我们一起祷告
Dear Heavenly Father,
天上的父
thank you so much for giving us our wives.
我们非常感谢您给了我们好太太
They are a gift from you.
他们是您给我们的恩赐
They have made us complete.
我们的太太让我们成为完全
Help us to remember that they are our flesh.
上帝帮助我们记住他们是我们的肉中的肉
So when we love them, we're loving ourselves.
当我们爱太太的时候呢，我们也就在爱自己。
But Father, it is not easy to love.
天上的父，我们知道要爱很不容易。
That's why we need Holy Spirit to help us.
所以我们需要圣灵来带领我们。
Holy Spirit, help us to love our wives.
圣灵来带领我们爱我们的太太。
Because Jesus loved us first.
因为耶稣首先爱了我们。
Help us to see the beauty of our wives.
耶稣基督请帮助我们看到我们妻子身上的美
Help us to appreciate them
帮助我们欣赏他们
Help us to rejoice in them the rest of our days
帮助我们在我们一生当中和他们一起欢乐
So that our marriage will be a testimony to our children
所以我们的婚姻能够对我们孩子最好的见证
And to your people
And 对你的人类最好的见证
In Jesus' name, Amen
我们这样祷告耶稣基督的名求，阿门。